This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Falcons have won three in a row. Wes, it feels good. It felt even better for me to see this run game get so established the way it did against Carolina.
No, I agree with you, Carl. Totally. And even with the run total where it was, Atlanta still finds itself 21st in the league in rushing yards per game. So maybe they can order up some of the same for Seattle on Sunday, because the Seahawks are near the bottom of the NFL. They're in the bottom five in terms of rush defense. So maybe that's a way to neutralize, an offense that's averaging 25 points a game and certainly has a mobile quarterback. Geno Smith's one of those guys that, puts a little bit of fear in you because of his ability to become an extra guy on the field to pick up yardage with his feet, for sure.
Well, that's a Wes Drew Ham factoid right there. Let's go run the ball right down those Seahawks' throats. The defense, I mean, Wes, I know you and Arch had the call, and I know Arch was probably like, argh! It was this close to getting Andy Dalton on the ground. I hated that touchdown before the half, but obviously the depth and the performance showed through in four quarters. But what do we got to do to dial up that pass rush?
It's a good question, Mike, and it seems to be one that, just like we talk about in August, sometimes you hope it's going to change, and here through the first six, it hasn't as much as we'd hoped for sure. They came close the other day. The thing I take away from it is the turnovers, though. I mean, A.J. Terrell hopping off that, 35-game bump that he had been on, that kind of deal, just to get that done felt like a breath of fresh air, to be honest with you. Sure, you'd like to see the pressure from Judon. I thought James Smith Williams was close one time. Lorenzo Carter had him. I mean, that was just crazy the way that worked out. And then, I thought, and we talked about it in the first half on the air, I thought Grady Jarrett was pretty infused on Sunday, too, to be a factor. And, look, sometimes it's not getting the quarterback on the ground as much as it is Chuba Hubbard on the ground or somebody like that. That may be the case on Sunday, too, with Kenneth Walker. I mean, a guy who, despite his team's subpar numbers, Kenneth Walker's still a threat to put a number up on you. And you don't want that to happen on Sunday. That's the other thing you have to be cognizant of. It's still very much for Atlanta a two-way deal, and I thought Sunday was the best we'd seen from both sides.
How good did it feel to see A.J. Terrell get his first pick? And then we see Clark Phillips. I'm like, when I see Clark this week, I'm going to be like, come on, man. I mean, like, you could have taken it to the house. I don't think anybody would have been upset, but I get it. And to hear, A.J. Terrell after the game talk about he's been waiting a long time. Mike said it was, 3 years since his last?
It had been 35 games, Carl. It had been since January 2nd of 2022 in Buffalo in the snow that A.J. Terrell had his last interception. And I can tell you how I remember it. I didn't do the game. I was COVID. And Mike did the game for me. And so I remember A.J. Terrell, that was his last interception 35 games ago. So the idea that – now, granted, he's had a half dozen, maybe even as many as 10 shots at another one, including one or two this year. So, the – the kind of thing I always keep in the back of my mind. I grew up when I was a kid. There was a cornerback that played at North Carolina named Ricky Barden. And Ricky didn't play very long in the NFL. I don't even think he got more than a cup of coffee in the camp or something. But Ricky was the first guy I ever heard say, if you give me one, I can get you four, you know?
And right.
I'm kind of hoping A.J. Terrell can be the guy that can get Atlanta about four of these in a hurry. You know, we've been so reliant on Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons. I'd like to see Terrell get one. I'm glad to see Clark Phillips get one. Shoot, I don't care. We can sell one to Mike in the upper deck. I don't care. Everybody can buy one for all I care.
Right on. It is a West Durham today as we get ready for Seahawks coming up on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game. Yeah, The Game, we were looking last week, West, for the most complete game, and I think other than maybe the first quarter, it certainly felt great. We talked about some of those defensive lapses where just simply, you know, couldn't get the guy on the ground. Is the number one area of concern for you? What would it be?
Against Seattle, look, they're not terrible on third down. On first down, rather, they're a pretty good first down team. I look and see that they've had, you know, their minus six takeaway giveaway.
I look at it and say to yourself, okay, if you can get off to a good start, they've come all the way across the country. You could kind of impose your will on them a little bit, right? And that's kind of the way I look at this, to be honest. And I think that's got a possibility to be the case. But you have to do that from the jump against teams that come cross-country, right? And it goes the other way, too. I mean, we went to Oakland one year, and Jamarcus Russell, I mean, Carl throws it for more yards than Jamarcus Russell did in the first half. And, you know, Atlanta imposed their will. I think that's got to be the case Sunday.
By the way, that's the game Arthur Blank was walking on the field. We were out there for that game. Remember, in the black hole, so intimidating. Next thing you know, they're all taking pictures with Arthur Blank, all the guys with the skulls and the spiked shoulder pads.
The violator, violator had his picture made with AB. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, listen, everybody wants to rub elbows with the rich and famous. It is West Durham.
Super Bowl host, Carl.
Yes,
Super
correct.
Bowl host.
Well,
that's who we're rubbing elbows with.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because it's official. We had gotten word a few weeks ago, but if you're just tuning in, Atlanta will host the Super Bowl in 2028. So since Mercedes-Benz has been built, this will be its second. But we feel like we should be in this mix and this rotation more frequently, but it's still a big deal. So think about this, guys. We get the World Cup, right? And then 2 years later, we get the Super Bowl here. We just continue to be that international city, and I think it's great for the NFL.
No question whatsoever, and I think it's a hat tip not only to obviously Mr. Blank and everybody involved with AMB Sports Entertainment, that entire corporate side, certainly Rich and Greg Beatles and everybody with the Falcons organization, the folks at the stadium themselves, but also to Dan Corso and the Atlanta Sports Council and the people at the Chamber of Commerce who make this thing go, right? Because that's a big part of this. I mean, to bring worldwide events here, and no matter what you think, the Super Bowl is a worldwide event. I think it's imperative Atlanta stay in that rotation, and good for the Falcons and great for the city. And it's another, you know, check on the box in terms of what do you have that others don't. And Atlanta built this stadium to do Super Bowls. As you guys know, we already had one, and now we got another one coming, and it's awesome. It is really terrific for sure.
And you know, Wes, it's kind of funny. We see the cranes and we see the buildings going up. By that time, you'll have the World Cup and the Super Bowl, and we will have, you know, Centennial Yards will be all filled up. And it'll be a destination, which brings me to, what do you make as the former voice of the Jackets, Tech moving to at least one game, one off, 2025, taking on the Dogs, and a $10 million payout, which helps fill the coffers to get more studs in there for Brent Key?
Well, yeah, in some relation, you're right. I'm not surprised. I think the stadium construction in Atlanta, in particular at Bobby Dodd, would make next year the attendance number, I think, a little smaller than even it would be this year, right? Mm-hmm.
Right,
because the construction for the new Fanning Center that's going in, as well as some of the things they're doing amenities wise for the stadium, so I get the parallel here. I also think, if I'm guessing with Jay, there's part of a bigger plan here. The $10 million that was announced today in the release certainly is a nice figure for Georgia Tech to stay kind of in the front of what they're trying to get done as an athletic department and that kind of thing. So I understand that. And you know, look. I think Georgia Tech is a competitive football team. It's a game that they, as I understand it, are not putting in the season ticket package, right? It's a game that's coming outside of that. So if it's not in the package, or if it is in the package, then, you know, Tech fans that want to be a part of it certainly can have the chance. Be honest with you, too, it's a big ticket. and it needs to see how big a ticket it can be at a neutral site. And I know Mercedes-Benz is certainly comfortable for Georgia, could be comfortable for a couple times, three more times this year if they're right. You know, but at the same time, too, I think Georgia Tech sometimes looks at it from a financial situation and what they need to do to take care of some of their future endeavors as well. And this might be one of them to get $10 million back.
Real quick, let's get your thoughts on these trades. NFL's turning into the NBA, which is great. I mean, we don't see a lot of this.
Yeah.
It's certainly picked up. Amari Cooper traded today, guys, to the Bills from the Browns.
Right.
And then we saw the trade with Davante Adams, which had, you know, been talked about
there,
the last
no
few
surprise.
Weeks.
No surprise there.
What do you think, though? I mean, as far as the league, right, this action keeps people interested, but do
sure.
these moves help those teams?
Well, Davante Adams helps Aaron Rodgers, so that gives the Jets a shot, right? You know, Amari Cooper in Buffalo, absolutely. I think they've been looking for, and last night you kind of saw it a couple times, where they're looking for a guy who's a number one to take Stephon Diggs' replacement, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. They're kind of hunting that area. The Jaguars, I mean, we're going to see the impact of one trade on Sunday. Roy Robertson-Harris got traded from Jacksonville to Seattle today.
Huh.
I mean, he's an outside defensive end who will probably play a backup role, but you know, if Seattle is who they are defensively, allowing, you know, 145 yards a game on the ground, they need somebody who's a bit of a plugger on the ground, and Robertson-Harris kind of played that role in Jacksonville.
Right.
And maybe they need another guy to get after the passer. I don't know that Atlanta, I mean, you know, I'm not surprised. I'd like to know what Detroit's thinking with Aiden Hutchinson, to be honest with you, Carl.
Mm.
You know, I mean, he's down for the year. Is there somebody available? You know, I heard the Hassan Reddick rhetoric this morning, pardon the pun there.
good alliteration.
But I think there's got to be, you know, there's got to be, if you're a team and you think you've got a chance and you've got the window financially to make the move, and that's the thing I've always liked about, you know, Terry is pretty upfront, you know, when he says, hey, look, we're going to do our due diligence, but we're also going to be accountable to where we are. You know, the Judon Justin Simmons thing was exactly what Atlanta needed. Now, is there one more thing that you can do within reason to – you know, throw another scoop of ice cream on there? Maybe so, but I don't know. We'll see. But I don't see Atlanta making any moves. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm like you. I'm kind of intrigued by the bevy of the trades and maybe how they spin out here late.
Man, I'd love to see an upgrade at the edge. Hey, before we cut you loose, since we won't hear you until on Sunday, biggest game of the weekend, college football, obviously, in Austin. What do you think is going to happen with the
yeah,
Dogs
boy.
And Texas?
Well, I think it's I think I heard Seth Emerson or with you guys earlier yep. say that, you know, nobody wants to get to two because you just don't know, right? I mean, I think in Georgia's case, they've got a pretty good win, obviously, over Clemson that keeps getting better. And look, there's a lot of things that could go on in the ACC, but Clemson and Miami are heavy favorites to get to Charlotte since they don't play in the regular season to meet for the ACC title. But there are three other teams that could have a say-so on the other side of that equation. Texas is really good. Holy cow. I mean, the way they fell behind 3-0 and scored, what, 34 in a row on Oklahoma? I mean, they do it on both sides of the ball. Ewers came back and maybe wasn't an A-plus sharp, but he's still really good. They run the ball well. I've been really impressed with who they are on defense. And Sark's done a nice job. Let's give him a round of applause for going down there, taking advantage of the landscape, building it. Look, he worked at Alabama. Kirby worked at Alabama. They right. know the blueprint for success, guys.
Yep.
I mean, it's not real complicated, right? And they went down there and they stayed with Saban for a year or two in the case of Steve, and a little bit longer for Kirby at a lot of different venues with Nick, and they know how to do it. And the recruiting prowess, and Texas wants to be good, Carl. You know that more than I do. I mean, they won't back in this conversation, and they have a real chance to do it on Saturday night in front of the country, I think.
Yeah, getting into the SEC, and I said this when Greg Sankey, you know, made this announcement, you don't turn the phone call down when Texas and Oklahoma come because of the brands, but it was also right. Texas realizing that, hey, if we're moving towards the future, this is where we want to be, and I think this is a big spot for them. For years, and I'm telling you, people said, oh,
no, it's years.
You guys can't play in the SEC. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we come. So I think it's a big spot.
I do agree with that totally. And here's the other thing, too. The 2 years before they came into the SEC, they locked down on what it was going to take to compete in the SEC.
Agreed.
And let's just say this. All those elements that had changed in the last 3 to 4 years, NIL, portal, all those things, worked to Texas's advantage. Because it was they were taking advantage of what was already a strength of Texas, Carl, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Right?
Right.
I mean, and DKR is going to be up for flipping grabs Saturday night. Yeah. I mean, that place is already 100K seats, isn't it, Carl?
It is, 110.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Then you got F1 the next day, Mike. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, man. Well, not spending $10,000 on football and Formula One tickets, I can tell you that. And hotel.
Oh, that, Carl, that sounds like Becky put her foot down. That's exactly what happened there.
You ain't lying.
Hey, you man, ain't lying. Hey, it happens. It happens. Wes, man, have a great call. Let's get another one.
Yeah.
Mike, that's why you're labor and she's management, son.
She is the brains of the operation. She is the minister of finance.
Let's get another one against Seattle. That is Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Appreciate you, brother, as always.
All right, man. Take care, fellas. See you soon.
Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.